live in a culture in which we don't make distinctions between objective truth claims and subjective truth claims. So I definitely have an opinion about my favorite dessert, and I have an opinion about my favorite movie, but there are some things that really aren't based on my opinion at all. I can't change them. You know, do I have five fingers or do I have six? My opinion is not going to change that. Either I have the number I can count or I don't. This is an objective truth that's based on this object called my hand, not on my personal opinion about my hand. So I think that that's a situation that we have to distinguish. Well, what are the claims about God really? Are they just really an expression of our subjective opinions, like your favorite cookie or your favorite soda or your favorite movie? Because if that's the case, there's no point in us like getting all fussy about making a case for why I think Diet Coke is better than Diet Pepsi. But the issues related to God's existence are different because they aren't subjective claims. Our opinions can't change whether or not God exists. I can be wrong about God's existence, but my opinion can't change it. That's an objective claim about reality. And my subjective opinion has no... Now, then we have to ask the question, well, is Jesus this God? Do we think that Christianity is the true description of the God of the universe? Now, I can be wrong about this, but it's not a matter of my opinion. In the end, it either is or it isn't, and it's based not in Jim's opinion, but in the truth claim that's rooted in the object called Christianity. So it's an objective claim about God's nature, and it can be objectively false. It could also be objectively true.